Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, talking about fall prevention, how to stay in the home longer, it was kind of the biggest thing for my grandparents when they were around, so I'll let you get started.
Yeah, you know, your grandparents, my grandparents, our parents, everyone wants to live in their home as long as they possibly can, and I'm excited. I just wrapped up an 8-week class of Matter of Balance, which I've talked about on here, but it down in Richmond, and it went really well. But I just thought, you know, it's always a good opportunity to reiterate fall prevention and, you know, bring in some statistics. So it's been reported that nearly 1 in 3 Kansans over the age of 65 report falling each year. And again, that's just talking about reported. So I know many go unreported, so that could even be higher. That, you know, that's higher than the national average, unfortunately, and most of these falls happen in our own homes. There's simple steps like clearing walkways, adding grab bars, staying active can help prevent a fall before it even happens. So since Kansas overall rate is among fall rate among those 65 plus is around 32.9%, and women report more falls than men, it's reasonable to estimate that for women, approximately 34 to 35% of older women report a fall in the past year, and men are 30 to 31% have reported a fall within the past year. Falls can cause serious injuries such as broken bones or head or brain injury, but falls are not a normal part of aging, and they can be prevented. So if you take action by preventing falls, you know, it'll help you stay independent longer and stay in your home. First, start with strength and balance exercises. You know, this is a good way to increase your activity level and helps you improve your balance and makes your legs stronger, your arms stronger, all of those things that help us do daily tasks and activities. These can be done at home, you know, or a community center, or even in a workout facility. Also, remember to tell your doctor if you have fallen and if you feel unsteady when standing or walking, or if you're even if you are afraid you might fall. The next one I want to talk about is wearing proper shoes. You know, visit with your doctor to make sure you're wearing the correct shoes with the right amount of traction on them. You may want to purchase a pair of shoes that you wear only inside the house, you know, and not slippers that some people might wear. You may also want to make sure that, you know, you have a good inside pair and a good outside pair so you're not tracking outside debris inside your house. Another one is visit with your doctor or pharmacist about all your medical conditions. And if you haven't already done that, or if you haven't done that in the last few months, you know, sometimes our medications change and they each have a different effect on us. So it's always best to talk to all of your doctors. But ask them to review your medications that you take. You know, some, again, might cause us to be dizzy or sleepy, which can increase our risks of falling. And, you know, another one I think that sometimes gets overlooked is get an annual eye exam and update your glasses as needed. This is so important to say and remember to do because, you know, you have a yearly eye exam that you can do, but our eyesight is continually changing as we get older. Make sure your home is safer by removing throw rugs, cords, unneeded clutter so that you can move around more easily in your home. If you do these things, you will have less likely chance of falling or tripping over something no matter what age you are. Sometimes rugs are not worth the risk because, but if, you know, the rug is a must, be sure to have a gripper mat underneath something or something that will keep it in place. You can buy those, you know, most stores around, but it's a pad that goes underneath if a rug is a must in your home or in a certain location. Having a space that's clutter-free will not only help you, but it will help those who might need to come into your home in case something has happened and you've tripped and fallen. And, you know, if they're having to dodge around some clutter and move different things, that's less time that they'll make it to you. And so if it's clutter-free, then they'll make it to you a little bit sooner and can help you with whatever has happened. Staying active. I know sometimes in the heat of the summer months and the cold of the winter months, it's hard to get out and get going. And You know, sometimes finding a location that you can go inside and get active exercises in and staying active, but move your body every day. Do strength training, go for walks, work in your garden, or even riding a bike. Find something you do enjoy that gets you out and about and moving your body. You know, in this Matter of Balance class that we take, you know, it's doing those simple stretches and exercises every day that really help them build up the strength and balance that they need. Number seven is it's also a good idea to talk to your doctor about health conditions like depression, osteoporosis, or hypertension can also increase the risk of falling. It might also be a good idea to have extra lighting installed, to use maybe brighter light bulbs. Maybe you need a softer light for the night so you can still see if you need to get up, but it would not be so bright that, you know, it might be almost blinding to you and as your eyes adjust. You might also consider installing maybe some grab bars in the bathroom, maybe even next to the toilet or inside or outside your bathtub or shower. And also, if you have stairs, you might want to look into having handrails installed on both sides of the staircase. Sometimes you go into a home and it's only on one side, but if you're able to, have it on both sides of your staircases, and that would be really handy and less likely to cause a fall. So if you need any more tips or information about fall prevention, feel free to contact me at the Frontier Extension District office at 785-828-4438.
So fantastic tips coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Union District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.